The Book of Wisdom starts out with just a simple statement: God did not make death. And with that statement is revealed a profound truth that the Jews hold, and that we Christians hold too. That everything that is created from the very beginning was good. At the very end of the creation story, the Lord says, it was very good. And what that does is immediately sets us apart from the time of the Jews till now, from a good chunk of the world. Because there's a thing called dualism, where people thought that there was a good God and there was a bad God, and that there was this big war between who could win. And it's tempting to think that way because of evil, because there is evil in the world now. But that one sentence, God did not make death, is so revelatory. Because then the Book of Wisdom goes on to tell us how death entered the world, through the envy of the devil. When he convinced Adam and Eve to sin by disobeying God, they wanted to become like God without God, then death entered the world. And they didn't understand. The devil had told Eve, you won't die, you'll become like God. Because he knew, in a certain way, that she wasn't going to physically die, and she didn't. But a spiritual death entered the world that was not intended. Because Adam and Eve were created with grace. And when they chose to forfeit God's law, they lost that grace. And that's when death entered the world. And that first sin, coupled with all of the actual sin in the world, has had cosmic consequences for the whole world. When a hurricane hits a town, I think particularly of Hurricane Katrina of almost 20 years ago, there's always some well-meaning but not well-thinking person who says, well, that's what they deserve. Those people are sinful down in New Orleans. And of course, God does not send hurricanes to spot punish people, but that is a consequence of sin. Our sins have a consequence on the whole of the cosmos. So every time there is a natural disaster, it is related to sin, not my personal sin, like I did this and I'll get that punishment, but it affects everything. Mother Angelica once said, during a time of great natural disasters, the whole earth is crying out against sin. And so when you have a Christian understanding of what creation is and the effects of sin, then you can see clearly how awful sin is. And the reason that's an important thing is because we don't regularly reflect, at least not corporately, on the realities of sin. Any one of us could list off 5 to 10 things off the top of our head of what's wrong with the world. But many times, people leave off the number one thing that's wrong with the world, which is sin. And that's important when we listen to the Gospels that we just heard this morning. When Jesus does a miracle like he did for Jairus and for the woman with the flow of blood, we have to keep in mind what the purpose of the miracle is. It's to reveal who he is. And I say that because if you're like me, you have a list of people that you pray for every day that need some kind of healing, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and maybe it doesn't come. And it isn't because Jesus doesn't care about that person because he only cared about Jairus' daughter or the woman, but these miracles point us to a deeper reality of who Jesus Christ is. As St. Paul said, he became poor so that we could become rich. and he does not mean with money, but rich in grace. Christ has come to reestablish what was ruined by Adam and Eve. They forfeited grace, and he's come to reestablish grace that can live in us. And so when we hear these gospels of the miracles, we do have to keep in mind that the miracles are signs, as St. John calls them. They're signs to us of who Christ is. And he's the one who's come to reveal the love of the Father. You will never meditate on that too much, because it's personal. The Father has a personal love for each and every one of us. And the thing he hates the most is sin that keeps us from that. And so he sent his son to remove the barrier, to remove the obstacle that keeps us from having the grace of God in our souls. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't pray for the miraculous healings that we hear of in the gospel. The gospels, the most common prayer in the gospel is a prayer of petition, asking the Lord for something. And we should never be ashamed of asking the Lord for something, because he says in John's gospel, without me you can do nothing. And so as long as it's a moral thing to ask for, we can ask him for anything. But we should never lose sight of the first thing that we need, which is to be free from sin, to help us to have a great desire for the things of God, a greater desire for the things of God than anything else, to help us to live in accord with our dignity as sons and daughters of the Father. That's what makes us rich. And it's also, as you well know, what helps us to prepare for heaven. Because even the healing of Jairus and of the woman with the flow of blood is ultimately pointing towards heaven. Jairus's daughter, excuse me. Because heaven is where, St. John tells us, there will be no more weeping or wailing or pain, but only the fullness of peace, happiness, and grace with Christ.